A tucha nami lishtalay. You should even be able to send a cut piece of a thigh to a guy. Because there's no chash, maybe a Jew will buy it. The Jews don't buy meat of a guy in this place. Yeah. The Masalai Dholo Yosil, Mezuminei, a Jew will not come to buy the meat off a guy. Ella, the Mishnah must be talking about the Mokum Shemachrizim, in the place that they do make these announcements. That in the case there was a tray from the butcher store there today, so they announced everybody to know, people don't buy meat off Goyim today, because we're selling the tray to a guy. Therefore, in the day that there's no announcement, then there's no tray in the market, then all the meat is kosher, so then you're allowed to buy a piece of meat off a guy also. So Mora says, El Mokum Shemachrizim. So then, if Sofat Imora Shleim Anami will lish delay, and even a complete thigh also you should not send to a guy. Why? Because let's be afraid to chotech lei umazvin lei. Let's be afraid maybe the guy would cut up the thigh, cut up the whole side of the animal, and sell pieces to a Jew. And again, since it's only pieces, the Jew would think the gil nosh was taken out, and really it wasn't. So it should be also to send to sell to a guy even a complete thigh. So Mora says like this, we have a kasha, what is the Mishnah talking about? So Iboy Yisem, one tells could be the Mokim Shemach Rizin. If you want a Kriyansi, our Mishnah is talking about a place where they do make these announcements. And Iboy Yisem, if you want the Mokim Shemach Rizin, our Mishnah could be talking about a place where they don't make these announcements. And it's like this. Iboy Yisem, if you want, I could answer you, the Mishnah is talking about the Mokim Shemach Rizin, and the place that they make these announcements. And therefore, Chitucha, so therefore you're allowed to sell to a guy a whole thigh. Because then, like we know for sure, the Gilnash was not taken out from it. Right, what are we afraid about? Then maybe the guy will cut it up into pieces and sell it to a Jew, and then the Jew would think the Gid was taken out. So Mora says, no. Chitucha de'evi kechovim made the idea. Everybody could tell how a guy cuts up the meat. Like, if it was by a Jew that cut up the thigh to take out the Gid Anosha, they cut it a special way in order to get the Gid Anosha out. But a guy does not cut it that way. So when he goes to cut up the thigh, he cuts it differently than a Jew. So therefore, we don't have to be afraid that even if it's not the guy would cut up the meat and then sell it to a Jew, all the Jews would know that the Gid Anosha was not taken out from it. They would know that the guy cut it up, and therefore they'll take out the Gid. So that's what Mishnah means. But if a Jew would cut it up first, and he would not take out the Gid Anosha, then it's also to sell to a guy. Because then it was cut the right way, and a Jew may buy it back off the guy, and they'll think the Gid was taken out, and really it wasn't. So that's true on the Mishnah. The boy said, if one of the terrors could be, the Mokum Shein Machrizin. They were talking about a place now where they do not make the announcements that a trefer was there in the marketplace. So in such a place, no Jew could buy meat off a guy. So if so, then in the Mishnah, how come you can only sell to a guy a complete thigh? What's wrong with selling him a cut-up thigh? The Chura, no Jew would buy it off anyway. Mora says, Gzeira, Shema Yitinenu Loi Bifnei Yisrael Acha. We're afraid that maybe you're going to give this piece of meat to a guy in front of another Jew. So therefore that Jew sees the way the first Jew sold it to a guy, so that Jew knows that that piece of meat is not a trefa. So in that case he's allowed to buy the meat back from the guy. So in such a case it was cut up and the Jew did not take out the Gid Anosha, it's also to sell it. Because you have to be afraid the second Jew is going to buy it back, he's going to think the Gid was taken out, but really it wasn't. So that's true on the Mishnah. You can only send them a complete thigh, but not a cut-up one. The boy said, another pshat I can answer you like this. The boy said, Mishum de Kogon of Leladaitai. And Echnam, you're talking about a place where they don't make the announcements, so therefore whatever you sell to a guy will only stay by a guy, and no Jew will buy it back. So if no Jew will buy it back, why can't you sell to a guy even a cut-up thigh? So the answer is, Mishum Genevas Kogon of Leladaitai. You're like stealing his mind. In other words, the stam and isa gneivas das. Rashi says, Mishum de goin of daitoi, the other kechovim, you're like stealing his mind. You're like cheating him. Why? Because kesova, the goy thinks, she yisrael ze oyevoi. The goy is going to think that the Jew loves him a lot. And therefore, he was masak in this piece to me that took out to get a notion and worked very hard to get it out. And if you're going to give the goy this cut up piece of meat and you did not take out to get a notion, like he's going to think you did something good for him, that's called Gnevas Das. You're stealing his mind, and you don't want to do that. That's also an Issa. Even by a guy, you can't do something to a guy that he's going to think you did a lot for him, and really you did nothing for him. It's an Issa Gnevas Das. What? The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Also lignoiv das habrius. You're not allowed to steal somebody's mind or do something to somebody. He'll think you're doing him a great favor, and really you're not. And the chiddush of afilu daitish lo v'chovim. Even to a goy, you're not allowed to do this. There's also nisa kneivas das. So where it says though, behold the Shmuel, that the Shmuel said this halachom la beferishit. We didn't say it clearly. It's only like from a proof from something we understand that's what he meant to say. Elu meklolit, we learned it out from something else. Why? The Shmuel heavy ko ma'av ko over ma'avra. Shmuel was once going over a ferry. He was going with somebody. He was once crossing on a ferry, in a ferry boat. Yeah. So Shmuel told to his servant there, like go give a reward, like go give pay to the ferryman, pay him. So give him reward. So that was, he gave him reward, but still the Ikbid, Shmuel became angry. The question is, my time mikbed, why does Shmuel become angry? So Rabbi Abaye says, what happened was, Tarnagolish Treifavoy. What Shmuel's servant had was a chicken that was a treifer anyway. Heve, V'yoyven alei b'mar d'shruta. And he gave it to this guy as if he thought, what? It was a chicken that had a shruta done to it. So who you see here was Al's Gneva's Das, that's why it was also. That's why Shmuel got angry. Like the guy thought, you made a shchit and gave me a chicken that's edible even for you, and really was a treifer. That's why Shmuel got angry. Rav Amar, Rav said the case was like this: that Rav Amar antfik omalei liyashkuye. That Shmuel told the servant, give him like a cup to drink. Viyashkuye chamer meziga, and what he gave him was he gave him wine. Mixed up wine to drink, chamer meziga, and what happened? Mistama, he thought he was giving him a pure wine. So that was gneivas das, that the guy thought he was getting back pure wine, and really all he gave him was just a mozak, was just mixed wine. The kid said that's the gneivas das over here. Rashi says the chovim sava sheyayin chai. The guy thought it was pure wine. So these are two proofs that Shmuel is angry if you do a Gneivas Das. Sumer says, L'chura v'chi michlola mai. What's wrong if you only have this from a proof? L'chura, it's a good proof though. What's wrong with this? Sumer says, no, it could be it's not 100% proof. Because Laman, the Yom HaTreifa, we learned the first pshat was that Shmuel got angry because what he gave him was a treifa. Omalei, amai tishoy yisura. Could be Shmuel got angry at a servant. What were you doing holding a treifa in your hand? Maybe that's why he got angry, not why he gave it to the guy. But maybe you only got angry, what were you doing holding a tray for in your hand? Like you should have got rid of it, you could have got rid of it before. And Laman Diyam Antfoko, on the Man Diyam that Shmuel told the servant, give him a cup to drink, Omele Leshkuye Antfoko Chayim Ashma. The reason I got angry was because we told him clearly to give him like a pure glass of wine. And what he gave him was a mixture of wine and water. He got angry, he didn't listen to him. That's why he got angry. But could be not because the Gneivas Das, because he didn't listen to what he told him. So it could be the proof is not a good proof, but I call upon him, that's Balacha. The Gneivas Das is also, you can't do an action directly that somebody else would think you're doing something good for him, and really you're not. Tani would learn like this. Tani Hoy Ramei used to say, Al Yisarev Odom Lachaver L'Sod Desloi. You shouldn't keep on begging somebody, urge somebody to come and eat by you. The Yadeya by Shani Sir, then you know for sure it's not coming. Like you know the guy has to be out of town. So you say, well, oh, I want to come to Shabbos, please come over. And you're a phony. Like you know if he would come, you wouldn't invite him. You're only inviting him now because you know he can't come anyway, so that's awesome. That's called Gneivas Das. Like you're acting like you're his big friend and really you don't mean it. So that's awesome. For Loyar Beloy Bitakruvais, also you should not offer the guy a lot of gifts. The Yadeya by Shani Makabal, if you know the person doesn't accept gifts, you're a phony, like you're only doing what you know he's not going to accept it. So that's awesome. For lo yifchas loichovius hamachurus lechenveni. Also, you should not like open up a new basket or a barrel of wine that's supposed to be sold to the storekeeper. You shouldn't open it up. Rashi explains himself like this. If you have a guest stove, like, you open up a new barrel for him, it looks like he's a very chosh of a person. That you're opening up a new barrel of wine and you're only giving him one cup and the rest of the barrel may be ruined. So he thinks, you know, you did such a nice thing for him. And really what you did was this barrel you sold to a storekeeper anyway. So you're just opening up now, giving him one cup of wine, and the rest you're going to sell anyway. So there's no big deal for you. That's also Nisav Gunevas Das. That the other person looks like it did him a big, big favor, and really it didn't. So that's also. You have to notify him, tell him what happened, that even though I'm opening up this barrel, don't think it's because of you, it's that I sold it anyway. Yeah. You shouldn't say to him, like you could rub yourself with oil, take some oil from here, and really it's an empty one. Like, you know he's not going to do it. So you offer it to him, and really it's empty, you shouldn't do that. Because it's also called Gnevas Das. But let's say you want to do it to give him respect, like he's a great person, you want to give him respect, then it's mutter. But you're not doing stam as gnevas das, you're doing a stam to give him respect, that's mutter. Furthermore, Aini is not that way. For Ula, Igloi Levei Rav Yehuda. Ula once came to Rav Yehuda's house, and Pasach Lechavius, so Yehuda opened up a barrel of wine for him, Hamacheras Lechenveni. That really he already sold it to the storekeeper, meaning it's no big deal for Rav Yehuda to open it up, because he's going to get rid of the empty one anyway. But still, he made Ula feel great. So Mori says, no, he could be he notified him that Rav Yehuda told Ula what happened. I don't think I'm doing you a great thing. Really, this barrel of wine, the rest of it I'm going to give away anyway. So that's why, that's how he did it. And the boy Sam, no tales could be Shani Ula to Chobl El Rav Yehuda. It could be known that really Rav Yehuda loved Ula, and therefore the Balav Hochi Nami Psuchim Miftach Lei. It wasn't really like Gnevas Das. He really would have done it. It happened to be that this barrel of wine he already had it sold already, like the leftover wine. So it was no big deal for him. But he didn't have to tell him because really he would have done it anyway. Therefore it's not called Gnevas Das. Tanur Rabban, word like this. Lo Yelech Adam LeBeis Avil. A person should not go to a Beis Avil and, and you should not take with you like a bottle of wine that shakes. Why? I mean, the people there will think it's a full barrel of wine, and you're coming with an empty one, so you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't walk around there as if it looks you're coming with a full barrel of wine. That you shouldn't do. Yeah. And you should not fill it up with water. Also, you're fooling him. He thinks you came with wine. Really, all you have there is just water. But if it's a chover ear, that means a lot of people there, then it's muta. Rashi says, v'miyesham chover ear means chaburis ear, shiyesham rabin, a lot of people there. V'zem eschavan lahachshev esovil, p'yeneim. Like you want to make this ovil. Be respectful in the eyes of the people there. Shiyomru, you say, Kama choshu zesh, Zem mechav de kokach, then it's muta. To go to cover the bris. Like you're doing it for a sake, you're doing it to, like Adarabi, you want to be mechav de yovel. So you want all the people to think how great he is, then it's muta to do this. Even if it's a little bit gnevas das, but you're doing it for a purpose. As cover the bris, it's muta. Turn around, Lo yimoch rodin mechaveroi sandal shemesa, vechlal shal chay shruta. You shouldn't send to your friend a shoe that was made from the skin of an animal that died, and it looks as if it came from the skin of an animal that really was alive, that was a shruta. There's two things wrong with it. First of all, you're fooling him. He thinks it's better leather, and really it's not so good. Also, there's a sakana involved. Like if the behemoth died by itself, you have to be afraid, Rashi says, maybe like a snake bit it, and maybe there's some poison there. So therefore, yes, it's not nice to sell the shoe. The Torah said it was clean leather, whereas maybe it was really only leather that had poison in it. And v'lo yishag rodim l'chaveru chavishiyan, a person should not send to his friend a barrel of wine, v'shem etzaf apiyu, that there's oil on top of it. Because by said, at that time, oil was more expensive, so it looks as if it's a barrel of oil. So again, you're fooling the person. O'maisa once happened, b'yechod, a person, sheshig l'chaveru chavishiyan, he sent him a barrel of wine, v'shem etzaf alpi, when there was oil floating on top of it. For holach v'zimun le'ochem, so the person felt agadaltik. I have now a whole barrel of oil, and that was more expensive than wine. So he went and invited a lot of people over. Teat by the meal, and he had plenty of oil to give out. V'nichnesu motza shisho yayin. Then in the middle of the meal, he wanted to start serving the oil. He digged down, and he saw really was wine there. V'chonek esatzmoi. And the guy killed himself. He got so embarrassed. So kids, you got to be careful not to do things like this. Rashi says, he was in Ubaishim, he was embarrassed from them. Now, the same thing is, if you're invited over somebody's house, so the portion that you get teat, you should not give back to the owner's son or his daughter. Elim came not unless the Balabas gives you permission. Well, soon see why not, because otherwise maybe there's not enough food, and if you give it away, the Balabas will be embarrassed, he doesn't have more to give you. Umaisa once happened biyechod. Shezimin gimel orchem b'shnei b'tzeres. He invited three guests over his house, and it was a famine then. He didn't have that much food. Lohoyle lo niech lefneim. He didn't have any food really to serve them. Elo kisholosh beitzim. He only had three eggs in the house. So Kitzi cooked up these three eggs to give one to each orich. Bo b'noisha balabai. So the kid of the balabos came. Not alechem yem chalka. So one of the guests came and gave him his egg to the son. V'nosulo, he gave it to the son of balabos. The second guest and the third guest, all three eggs were given to the son of the Balabas. So the father came in now of the son. He saw one egg is in his mouth, he's about to eat it, he's in the middle of eating it, and the other two was in his hand. Shuzik Rashi says, soigros, they closed in his mouth already. So, chov toy v'karko meis, the father got so angry, he took his son like and threw him on the floor. He threw him down to the floor and killed him. Kivin shura imay, when the mother saw it happen, also lagag v'noflo meis, she jumped off the roof and killed herself. What happened was, afu, the balabas also, all lagag went off the roof, v'noflo meis, he fell down and killed himself. So kids, you gotta be careful that an orich has no right to give away his portion to the son of the balabas, unless he gets permission. So otherwise you have to be afraid like this, maybe there won't be enough. Omer Rebeleza ben Yaakov. Adova zeh nergu gimel nefashos b'Yisrael. Because of this, three people were killed. So where's my kamashman? What are you telling me? That was the meister here. Tekula Rebeleza ben Yaakov hi. Tom, he's the one that fell over this story. So tell him he said it. Yeah. By the Torah Rabbanan. If you send the whole thigh of an animal to your friend, shleim, if you send it complete, you don't have to take out the gidonosho. Now the other person knows for sure it wasn't taken out yet. Chatucha, if you sell a piece of the thigh to your friend, you have to first take out the gidonosho. Because otherwise he's afraid that the other person will think you took it out already. But let's say you're selling meat to a guy, Ben Chatucha Ben Shleima, and Tzorach Little Amen of Gidanosha. You don't have to take out the Gidanosha. Even though you're selling it to the guy, you cut piece, you don't have to take it out. Yeah. So now, Umifnei Beis Devorim Omru, because of two reasons it was said, a Mercha Nevelos a Trefa to Gehovim. You're not allowed to sell a Nevelo a Trefa to a guy. Echod Mifnei Shemasaseyo. First of all, you're jipping him, you're fooling him. You sell him a piece of meat again, he thinks that it's a crusher one. And therefore, you're jipping him. Yeah. Rashi says, Bistam, Elim, unless you notify him, tell him clearly it's a treifa. But otherwise, there's Gneva's Das involved. The Yechod Shema Yasu, Mechon Lo Yisrael. The second reason is you have to be afraid. If you sell a treifa to a guy, maybe you'll sell it back to a Jew, and Jew will come to treifas. Yelim, Mechon Lo Yisrael Acher. For Lo Yoyim Rodlon Lechovim, a Jew should not say to a guy, Kachli Bedina Ze Boser. He shouldn't give a guy money to buy meat for you. If they base the wrong, there's two reasons why you shouldn't give money to a guy to buy meat for you. Echod, one reason is mifnei ho'anosim. Rashi says,